This is Scott Slade with the CEO of Coinstar, James Garrity. One of those things about the pandemic effect you might not have known. Jim, it might surprise people to know that there is a coin shortage. Why?
Well, I don't know if I would refer to it as a coin shortage. There's billions of dollars of coins out in America. It's just not in the right place for use at this point in time. During the pandemic, as everyone's aware, a lot of retail shops had been closed down. And a lot of folks had been locked down at home with restrictions. So they weren't able to get out and buy their normal daily coffee or their afternoon sandwich for lunch. And those that are cash preferred just hadn't made those transactions. So a lot of the coin is sitting with consumers at home. And a lot of coin is sitting with businesses that haven't reopened or are just starting to reopen at this point in time. So that circulation hasn't been occurring as it normally had. And circulation far outweighs what the United States Mint produces. So the Mint is having a little bit of trouble getting up to where the demand is right now by spending extra days, weekends, producing that coin. Once things open again, you'll see that recirculation effort continue. It'll get back to the normal supplies to meet that demand.
Now, what is Coinstar's role in helping make that happen?
Well, Coinstar is an aggregator. We're a private company that provides 17,000 locations across the United States, 22,000 across the globe. And we allow consumers to come to our machines and put their loose change in, turn it into spending money, right? Turn it into folding cash that they can get back or load it onto prepaid cards that they can use like at Amazon, Starbucks. And what we do with that coin, once it goes into our machines, we pull it out, we sort it, we segregate it by denomination, and then we deposit it either with a financial institution or we go to the Federal Reserve Bank, and we get it back into circulation. So if you think about it this way, the U.S. Mint produces 3.5 times less what Coinstar recirculates in any given year. So what we're doing is keeping the economy moving with that coin, keeping taxpayer dollars low by not having to produce new coin, because coins last for 30 years on average.
Are you amazed that the dollar coin didn't catch on any better than it has? I mean, that would save the taxpayers a ton of money. Those dollar bills tend to wear out a lot quicker.
You are so right. They do. They only last a few years, and that coin's going to last about 30 years. There was some problems with that coin initially. Number one, the size of it was just a little too small, and it looked more like a quarter. So a lot of people gave away a dollar coin and then thinking it was a quarter and lost a lot of value there. Additionally, when you have a piece of paper floating around that's worth the same value, the $1 note, it's like, well, why would I want to carry this heavy coin when I got this pretty light dollar to put into my wallet? So in order to really effectuate the use of that coin, you'd really have to get rid of the dollar bill.
Wow. Okay. That's a separate discussion along with getting rid of the penny, right?
Exactly. Well, the penny's pretty important, too. It avoids rounding at retail. So that's another important one.
There you are. How much coin does Coinstar process annually? I'm curious.
Yeah. So in the U.S., we process about $2.7 billion. That's about 37 billion individual coins that go back through the system through a Coinstar machine. And globally, we do about $3 billion. In terms of U.S. dollars that we recirculate. So significant value and amount of coin that go through our systems that get recirculated.
Can consumers help by cashing in their change?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the most important thing right now. In order to kind of get back to where it needs to be, consumers really need to come out and start either using that coin if they can in their normal daily transactions, or they should be thinking about helping to recirculate. They can go to banks, make that deposit. They can go to a Coinstar machine or any other type of service that offers the ability to put coins in and get some value out of it. And that'll get bad things back into the system, and it'll get us back to higher inventory levels where we need to be sooner.
What do you have to say, Jim, to folks who might be reluctant to use coins or paper money during the pandemic? The safety aspect here.
Yeah, there's been a lot talked about in the past, and I think the CDC is pretty clear on it right now. The obviously the most effective way that the virus gets transmitted is person to person through water droplets, particles that are coming out of people's mouths and noses, and very close contact. Surface contact is very minimal, and people are touching things all day long, whether that's door handles, elevator buttons, cash. Doesn't really matter. The virus lives a very short period of time on it, and you're going to be touching things in your daily life anyway. But the reality is the close contact person to person is really what the CDC says is the big problem.
And finally, for the numismatist in all of us here, does your system ever pick up rare coins and go, oh my gosh, there's a rare, you know, double-headed buffalo nickel?
You know, we have looked at that in the past over the years. We actually pulled bins out of our machines and took samples just to see if there was something really interesting in there. Mm-hmm. The most common thing you see that's unusual is the wheat penny. There's not a lot of those in circulation, but we're not finding anything really interesting. And most importantly, any coins that are silver-based, those get returned to the consumer, so they get those back. Our machines are smart enough to know that. So, unfortunately, we really don't really get the cool stuff in terms of coins that go through the system.
Oh, well, I was hoping. Well, Jim, is there anything we've left out here? I think we've kind of covered it here.
I think you did. I think, you know, the most important part here is the call to action for the consumers. If they can just go out and start recirculating this coin, this perceived shortage will go away in a short period of time and get everybody back to where they need to. There's a lot of folks in America that are, by definition, un- and underbanked. They're cash dependent, and they need to use cash. So we need to keep that circulating in the economy and allow them to be able to do that and be equal, if you will, to everyone else who uses credit cards, and to be able to accept cash everywhere you go. So we need to get this ball moving again, and hopefully that'll come in the next couple of months.
Jim Garrity would know. He's the CEO of Coinstar. Hey, thanks for spending this time with our listeners.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
Coinstar is now owned by Apollo Global Management, now the majority stakeholder in Cox Media Group.